like Rosie on thehouse.com to the Arizona homeowners. It is a free service, just as this broadcast is to anyone listening, simply by tuning in your radio dial to your local radio affiliate. The phone call to join is free, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And to use the referral network of our certified partners who have all been background checked, licensed, bonded, insured locally in business for 5 years. And you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Click on Find a Trusted Partner. And if you're in the Tucson area and you go to Closet and Storage category, you'll see our newest partner there, California Closets. They have two great showrooms serving the Tucson area. If you're looking to organize a living space, a kitchen, pantry area, master bedroom, a full custom closet, they are the service provider for you. California Closets in Tucson since 2001. Welcome to the Rosie on the House Network.
All right. Very good. It's growing fast down there in Tucson. I was talking to someone today. They just said how much more it's becoming brand aware down there. All right. Let's get back to Ryan. We were talking to Ryan in Scottsdale, who had tried super cooling the first month, finally got his wife talked into it, saw over $100 a month savings. And then had a question about on and off peak. Ryan, what was your next question, my friend?
Oh, thanks for having me back. Yeah. A friend of mine, I don't know if you know about it or not, but a friend of mine was telling about a company. I won't name the name, but they come out to your house and put like almost a filter on your meter, guarantee that it's going to drop your bill, at least like 30%. And they do a lot of commercial big buildings, but they also do, home applications.
Well,
have
Ryan,
you heard anything about that,
Well, I tell you what, we're going to put you offline and get the name of the product specifically you're thinking about, because there have been several products that have come through Arizona that promise they can save you money, power factor correction devices and whatnot. And with Steve's help, we've pretty much run most of those guys out of the state now. I appreciate your help on that, Steve.
Yeah, you betcha.
So let's find out what it is that Ryan particularly is seeing and hearing about advertising and see what the equipment is, and we'll assess it.
Just to say, there is no magic bullet that you can put something on the meter and reduce the bill. I mean, there's an old saying, if it's too good to be true, it's not. Well, I don't know if I believe that totally, but if it sounds like you're getting taken, you normally are.
All right. Let's go to Mel out in Litchfield Park. Welcome, Mel, into the conversation. Good morning, Mel.
Thank you.
You bet.
I have solar on my house. I have 2,000 square feet, 42 solar panels. I'm on the 12-7 usage plan. My plan zeroes out. I produce more electricity during the peak hours than what I use. So the only electricity I'm paying for is the off-peak hours, $40 last month. But my bill is like $160. The delivery charge alone was more than my usage. Is that normal?
Mel, do you have that bill in front of you by any chance?
Because I'm driving, and then you guys come on, I listen to you, and I don't have it with me. But I do know that my delivery charge, which I think was the first or second line, was greater than the actual electricity I used.
Well, and that could be because delivery is the power lines and everything it takes to get to your house. And the generation is the other portion, which is what it costs to get from the dam. So the delivery charges can be more. But if your total bill was $40, what does the $160, that was all credited back?
No. My total bill for my off-peak usage
was 40.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But and my total bill was like 150, 160. And I just think that the extra charges I'm getting is twice of what I'm actually using. I thought that was awful high.
Well, are you on the time of use, noon to 7?
Yeah, okay, noon to 7.
On time of use, noon to 7, you pay 7 cents per kilowatt hour off peak. And so that should calculate out to Just take your off-peak kilowatt-hour usage, and that's what it should come to.
And the complicating part of his formula, he's got 42 solar panels. How does that coincide?
Well, the 42 solar panels wipe out 100% of your on-peak, and I'll bet you a substantial portion of your off-peak usage, too. Is that right, Mel?
Yeah. My on-peak usage, the power I got from APS was zero.
Yep.
And then I even banked some.
Yep.
But I'm getting nailed with, you know, double of my off-peak usage.
I'd like to see the charge. Mel, I'd like to see your bill. Let's have you scan that bill and send it to info@rosieonthehouse.com and just put in the subject line
Mel.
And let me take a look at that bill at the office and see if we can figure that out. The solar marriage of the time of use plan, you know, when SRP instigated their revised program 3 years ago?
One year, three months ago. The rate actually took effect.
And everyone immediately assumed, well, now SRP has shut the solar industry down in their service area.
Correct.
And then it took us a couple months to figure out, you know what? There's a pearl here.
The solar companies have discovered that rate was not as bad as they really thought. They can now put a smaller, we call it a peaker system on a house, a smaller solar system which requires a less investment, combined with energy management, and take advantage of that new E27 rate. And the bills are actually coming in 30% less than the people that were grandfathered on the old E26 rate. In fact, a lot of those people that were grandfathered on E26 were putting the equipment on their house and dropping their bill another 25%. So that rate has really worked well for the solar industry, and they're all starting to get back and working in the SRP area again.
We've got a home show going on this weekend, of course, at the fairgrounds, and there'll be a lot of solar providers out there. Most of them got your computer on display?
Well, we had a lot of phone calls last week ordering one unit, and we kind of suspect they're all showing up at the home show because it makes solar viable in SRP again, very viable, especially for the consumer.
Yeah, you
much
throw
lower
that
bill.
Energy management computer onto the solar system.
Correct.
And again, you're buying a smaller solar system.
A smaller solar system, you're going to be paying half as much in off-peak as the old rate they had available. Minimizing your demand with our equipment and generating almost 100% of your on-peak usage with the solar unit. It just provides a great opportunity for the Salt River Project people that are considering solar application.
We've got it was just great that we got it figured out.
Yes.
That SRP wasn't trying to shut down the solar industry.
No, not at all.
So you've got a whole bunch of people here that want to talk to you.
All right.
let's bring Greg from Gilbert, and then we'll go to Gary in Youngtown. Greg, good morning.
Good morning to you all. Thank you. My question is, my house is about 1,200 square feet, about 27 years old, original windows, single level. Normally, the last bill from July through August was about $185, probably 35 of that was just regular electrical use for lights and refrigerators. The majority of that was for air conditioning. So I'm wondering, how do I figure out the viability of having something like this based on having that kind of an electric bill, say, for May, June, July, and August, part of September probably, and then having maybe half that much in the winter?
In the winter.
How do I figure out whether or not something like this could make sense for me?
Well, and Greg, let me back up just a little bit, because you said your last bill was $185. Now, in March, when we're neither heating or cooling, what does your electric bill run then?
If heating or cooling is not running,
yes,
not being run, and I would say probably about $35, $40.
Yeah, and one thing people don't realize is May 1st, at the same time we're turning on our air conditioners, both utilities, SRP and APS, increased their rates by 30%. Because we're going into the summer, big demand for electricity. So they automatically increase at 30%, which means that $40 bill just jumped to $60. And so your air conditioning is really running $120 per month to live in a cool environment. Are you APS or SRP?
SRP.
And which rate are you on with them?
I'm on the time of use rate.
Yeah, now, in the, some people, as much as I don't like the standard rate, but it's designed for lower consumers, you may actually be better off on their standard rate because they give you a break for the first 400, second 400. As long as you can stay under 1,000 kilowatt hours, that is a good rate to be on. Okay. And even if you peak out at 1,200 kilowatt hours for 2 months out of the year, it's still a better rate to be on. And that's really basically due to the size of your home and your energy usage.
Okay. Well, I'll look. Thank you. I'll consider that. So I do appreciate your help. Are you at the show this year?
At the home show?
At the home show? No, yeah. I won't be at the home show.
Okay. Is Rosie there? Rosie, you there?
We are not at the home show this year. I'm at Saba Home Show next weekend in Tucson.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Greg. Appreciate it. Let's jump to Youngstown and bring Gary into the conversation.
If you want to attend Saba for free, email SabaTickets to info@rosieonthehouse.com. That's info@rosieonthehouse.com. I think we have 40 free tickets left there.
They gave us a pretty big passel.
Two per family, please.
All right, Gary in Youngstown, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House. Let me introduce you to Mr. Kep.
Good morning, Gary.
Well, I actually recognized his voice, and when I heard you guys on the radio, I said, I was thinking about calling him next week. I've had one of his units on my house for years. I'm going to say probably over 17 years, to the point where they actually came out one time, and they actually upgraded it. That advanced home energy unit is fantastic.
Thank you very much, Gary.
And I'm not related to Steve. But Steve, your unit has been fantastic. I got APS, and when I had the kids living with me, it was tremendous. Because when they were careless, it starts shutting down things. And I finally got it through to them how the unit works, and my wife, she couldn't understand it. The question I have, Steve, you've replaced the unit once, probably 10 years ago. I believe Eric came out. Do I need maintenance on that unit periodically?
We recommend every 5 years that you have us out just to check the programming and do a thorough inspection of the unit. It's not something that's required to maintain warranties or anything. We have a lot of people that go 30 years without ever having any maintenance done to the systems. But we do recommend every 5 years, give us a call for a nominal fee. We'll drive out and do a thorough inspection and check all the programming.
My favorite story of all your customers is the one that put the system on when his son was an infant.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time it was time for him to go to college, he had saved enough in his electric bills to fund the kids' college education.
And he was almost in tears because he remembered the night the salesman knocked at his door and how close he was to, quote, kicking him off the stool or off the porch. And that almost brought tears. But he had the account from his child. He'd been putting $125 a month in it for 16 years and investing it, and he had $101,000.
Absolutely. That's awesome. We're here with Steve Kep of Advanced Home Systems with the Energy Management Computer talking about how you can cut your total energy bill. You should be paying something under a dime a kilowatt.
The dime a kilowatt hour is something that's doing a really good job.
Really good job.
A really good job.
More when we get back.